For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Hey, welcome Sanos Planet community. It's amazing that you are all here today again. Today we have again an English version. So we are switching from German to English, and today it is in English because today I have a beautiful guest from Uganda, Muyingo James. Hey, James.
Hello, hello. How are you? Yeah, it's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you here. I'm really happy to have a chat with you here on the podcast. Yeah.
It's really amazing that you took yourself the time to, yeah, that you give us the time, your time. You have a lot to do, I know. And we will explain now. You are allowed to explain what you are doing, and we will go into this. But first, I would like to ask you, can you explain firstly who you are? Who are you and where are you right now?
First of all, my name is Muyingo James. I live in Uganda, and specifically I'm in Mitiana district. That's where I live. I'm 28 years of age, mm-hmm. and I'm a teacher by profession. I teach mathematics and physics at secondary level.
Okay.
I graduated way back in 2018. That's when I graduated for my degree. Mm-hmm. And I've not been so much into the profession for so long because of COVID that has hit us for just quite 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And really, we're just waiting for just January to just go back to teach. And probably that's me. And I'm really happy to meet you here.
Thank you. I did not even know that you are a teacher of mathematics and physics. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite quite complicated topics.
Yeah, you know, mathematics and physics, somehow it's complicated to some students here, you know. Mm. But as time goes on, you know, these students, we need to make it simple and simple, but probably that's what I do, and I like it. Yeah.
I think to make complicated things simple is not so easy always. That's quite a hard job, I think, to make the complicated things simple, as simple as possible.
Yeah, so about how I started the foundation.
Yes, exactly. Wait a second. Jemo, people call you Jemo. That's why I say Jemo right now sometimes, okay? Is this okay?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I just like it when people call me Jemo. They got the name from James, so mm-hmm. they just call me Jemo, and I feel like I have nothing to do with it, but it's just quite good. I know.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah, I like it, and that's where I got the name for my foundation, so I call it Jemo Foundation.
Exactly, that's why I interview you today, because the Sanos Planet community, they should get to know you and your foundation. It means you don't really have the foundation completely registered yet, but you are about to do that. You just need a bit of help. And that's why we want to I want to interview you today, that the Sanos Planet community can get to know you. What is the JMO Foundation? What are you doing? Or what do you plan to do in the next years as well? But you are already doing so much. So what is this?
So, when we went into the lockdown in 2020, that was March, things turned out to be very bad. Some communities here, and we had a number of children who, first of all, we have a number of them in our district here who are orphans, and when COVID hit us. And a number of families and, you know, communities went so much bankrupt because their businesses and so on were down, you know. So the children or the orphans around my village here, they really suffered a lot. So I saw a number of them that are struggling, and even the schools were closed, and, you know, they went for quite a long period of time without doing anything. So they stayed quite a long period of time at home, and time reached when the families could not raise the basic needs for these children. Mm-hmm. And I got touched myself because a number of them turned out to be street vendors at just quite a young age. Yeah. And this one could put their lives into danger, you know, because they were too young to sell things on streets. And so they could sell groceries, mangoes, something like that. So, so that they can earn some little money so that they can take back home and have something to eat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I looked up to this and I was really touched about it. So that's why I came up with this idea. So I have a friend of mine, so whom I'm working with the foundation here. She's a fellow teacher. She's a lady. I teach with her. So we organized some little savings that we had, and we went down to the market and we bought some clothes because they were really badly off. So our first item was to create some clothes, and then that's how we started. So we started with just 7 children, and really the number kept on increasing due to the demands. And currently now in the foundation, we have 25 children who are currently with us. And I don't know whether the number will increase, but I know we are still counting. But our main emphasis for creating this foundation was to create a good future for these children first. Because you know, they are living really a hard life. And, you know, I don't even believe that even in January, as I told you last time, that, you know, we don't believe that we shall get an opportunity for these children to go back to school. I'm not so sure currently whether we shall manage, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the main emphasis for us was to make sure that these children have a bright future. Mm-hmm. We make sure that we create some development opportunities for this project so that it can make some savings for the children to go back to school. That's the main emphasis, because we believe that when a child is at school, he can really stay safe at school. You know, he can have good education. He can have a couple of connections here and there so that he can have a bright future at school. So that's probably why we created this. So we wanted to make sure that these children are safe, mm-hmm. and don't find problems, especially girls now. They were too young, and you know, some people here, you know, can take advantage of girls, but you know, that's the reason why we wanted to put these children together, and we live with them, we guide them, and we keep them until school resumes, and we shall see whether they can resume. But that one is still into the process, and that's probably why I created this foundation, probably to make sure that the children who are specifically orphans find a better future. Yeah. That's probably how I did it. At first it was very hard for me, because in Uganda here, we really earn little. Uganda is one of the poorest countries, I think. That one is almost known by some people. So personally, I at the end of the month, I was earning less than $100. That's quite little money. And really, it was not easy for me to the start, because I was thinking hard where I could get basic needs for these children. And that's why I started looking for funders to help me so that I can put my objective forward. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard. It was really hard because when we broke off from school, mm-hmm. we could not get salaries anymore. Our salaries we could not get. So it was really hard. And we have been depending on just garden food. We have a garden here, so we get some food here. But the main problem was when one of the children would fall sick, that's when we could find a lot of problems because money was really very little for us to run these things here. Mm-hmm. And that's why even we have not yet registered our foundation, because really the money that we would use to register our foundation, we could really use it to buy basic needs.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of our major objectives in 2022. We want to make our foundation registered. We want to put up developmental projects for the foundation so that we also pay some of our basic needs on our own. And that's what we are aiming at. Then probably even getting our orphanage home, our own home. That's one of the objective that we want to achieve in the next coming year.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
How have you been able to help these kids for now? Because it's all costing so much money. Where did you take the money so far to do this? How did you manage this?
First of all, I went around in the village, and I was targeting some rich people, rich families. I could go there and, you know, ask for if they can give us some food. Mm-hmm. So our main problem probably was for basic needs, and that's the how we've been getting some food. I was just going to some rich people, travel long distance, and so that I can ask if they can give us some money, if they can give us clothes. So that's how we've been doing. And I've been doing also, I've been doing a side hustle here. I've been selling some groceries, but we've been selling, and the profits that we get, we as well put back in the foundation so that we run some budgets.
Yeah.
That's how we've been doing it.
And but, I mean, you yourself, you are an orphan too, right?
Yeah, I'm an orphan. I lost both my parents when I was in high school, way back. But so I personally feel I don't want these children to go and live a life that I used to live in, because I suffered a lot, despite the fact that I finished my studies, because I was helped by someone to finish my studies. But it was really a side hustle, because I spent some few years without going to school, and later I resumed. So I really know what being an orphan is, and I really don't want these children that we look after so to live the same life. So we want them to live a different life.
Yeah.
That's what drove me. That's what drives me to help them. Because I want them to have a very bright future, so that they can provide good health for themselves in future.
This is I don't know how to call it, which words to use, but it's, on one side, it's so beautiful that people who face themselves quite hard situations in their lives, I see many times that these people, like you in this case, as an orphan, want to give back to other children in the same position like you have been, and you want to change this situation for so many people. This is beautiful, and I just can't thank you for this. It's really, really beautiful. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm trying. I don't have so much. I'm not that person who's rich. I probably don't have money, but I just the little that I get, that's what I divide to just help children, and just going to people, ask for food, like of recent, we received some goodies from university students. I went at the college myself, and I asked whether they can help us. So they prepared. I didn't know, but they gave us a visit last week. And they bought us so many goodies that you can use, Christmas holiday. And that's how we're doing it, yeah.
Nice. That's beautiful.
But it's not like I have money because I even earn less than $100 in a month. And that's really quite small to look up to look after the 25 children, because we have to pay so many bills. Yeah. They need clothes. They need, we pay water bills, food, and so many other things. But at some point, I felt like I should withdraw, but because I was left with no money and children were just there looking at me. But I stayed strong myself, and I prayed to God so much that He can help me accomplish the objectives of this foundation. So I prayed so hard that we get at least some people who can help us to some of our bills, and I pray in future maybe we can get someone who can help us.
I am doing what I can, and all the Sanus Planet Foundation and the community can hear this today, and they can decide to support even very much, that we can support you in future, because this is a really big cause. So I think that's very, very much needed. So guys who are listening right now, help, please help. We have so many things, and we don't even need. I personally, I'm moving out of my apartment soon, and I sell everything I have, or I give things away, because I don't need so much of these things, and I want to give it away. I did never buy a lot of things, but I got from friends to all the things I need in my apartment. I don't need this for my personal needs. It's not needed. So I can give so many things away, so I can use this money to do something good with it. And that's my goal, my personal life, what I feel it's so much needed. I think everyone out there, everyone who's listening today, I think that everybody can donate 5 or 10 euros. It's not really hurting us. So I think that's so important, that we help each other. We are all one big family. It's important. Yeah. And they, Jamo, do you have one situation, or what are the biggest problems that orphan children face? Is it mainly because that they have to go to work on the streets, and which is dangerous, or is there more like hunger? What are the biggest problems they face? What do you think?
So the biggest problem that these students are facing right now, rather the children, what they are facing right now is, first of all, it's the basic needs. That it's really hard for us. So basic needs, I can say food, clean water, then clothes, and the main issue that I'm looking up to, and what I think would be my first priority next year, would be these children going back to school. That thing puzzles me so much when I think about it, because I think when they go back to school, they can have a bright future, because they can stay at school, and this can guide them and stop them from going to streets, selling something, some groceries, which puts their lives in danger, because they are just too young to go to streets. So the main problem with basic needs, sometimes we get shortage of food, and if food is not enough for us, and I have no option for that, and it's really hard to see a child of just 5 years just struggling to get what to eat. Really, hunger is one of our problems also. I really like help on hunger. It's really bad. I don't know how to do about it, but those are the two problems, basic needs and school fees for the children.
I'm very, very happy that we met, and that I can see and do the best I can to support you in this cause for the foundation as well. And I think as soon as you have the possibility to create your foundation, you can even get some support from other people. People can donate to you. All of the people who are listening right now, this is important. Some people want to do and do already so much, but have not the money and the possibility to create their own foundation, because it costs some money too. let us help there. Let us help there because it is just needed. And as soon, as long as people are on the street, children are working on the street, the future of them will not change to a bright one, to a good one. And that does not create a better future for anyone in the end. It's all coming back to us all. We are all one family. It's important. Yeah. Hey, Gemma, did you ever, as an orphan, did you ever, what was the situation that was the hardest for yourself? Do you have any story you want to share with us? What was so hard for you in this time? Because for a while you have not been able to go to school, right?
Yeah.
Was this quite, I mean, you know how it is if you cannot go to school. Was there a situation that was quite hard for you in this time?
Being an orphan, it's really too bad. And you admit so many things. Mm. Because one, you are denied access to school. Mm. And that's really too bad because, you know, there were school shapes children in the right manner, you know.
Mm.
And when orphans stay on streets, mm. just moving around, you know, first of all, they're exposed to danger. You know, like of recent, some children are knocked down by cars because, you know, they are too young and, you know, being on main road, just walking around, it's really too bad.
Mm.
Number two, for example, girls, I feel for them because they are girls and, you know, they need much help, you know.
Mm.
Some of them are already adolescent girls, you know. They miss out on the sanitary gadgets, you know. The pads and so on. So we believe that I have ever witnessed where men,
mm.
old men, can take really advantage of these girls and maybe in exchange to get pads. And that one is really bad and it's too bad. And, you know, during this lockdown, we have registered a number of children giving birth, unwanted pregnancy, because they are orphans. They don't have where to live.
Mm.
Personally, I stayed for quite a year at home when I was not going to school because I was an orphan. And the pain that I felt is really too, I was in too much pain. And
mm.
after witnessing all this happening to me, I wouldn't love to see any other children going into the same life that I went through when I was an orphan.
Yeah.
And it's not good to be an orphan.
Mm.
And some children here, when you are an orphan and you don't have a home where to live, they sleep on roads. You find children just lying on streets, sleeping. They spend the night there, you know.
Mm.
Their health is put in danger. They find so many problems. Like, I know. And Uganda being one of the poorest countries, it tends to be so worse. Yeah. So worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I got some people ask me, if it's possible to send clothes. Like used clothes, but I think that's not an easy thing to do, right? Because to send clothes from Europe to your home, that does not make so much sense as it is at the border. You will maybe not even receive them, right?
Yeah, true. It's not easy. One time I got into connection with some lady. She was in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to, maybe she told me she wants to send some clothes. And I don't know whether sent them, but we lost connection. But what I know, she told me the clothes might have been maybe lost along the way to Uganda. And I think that one can't work.
Mm.
Personally, myself, I think it can't work because there are so many chances that these things get lost along the way to Uganda. So we might not receive them.
Yeah. So I think the biggest help you can get at the moment is that people donate some money to you. And I think that when people listen to this, what you say, they can feel that you're there working with your whole heart to change something. People will feel how true and honest you are. And I think that's why I make this podcast. People need to hear and to listen and to feel the people that need some support. So guys, when you listen here to this, listen with your heart and support people like Jemmo, because it's so, so much needed. Thank you so much for what you do. Do you personally have some hope? Do you have hope that it's getting better, that things are changing for the good, or how is that situation for you?
I'm getting hope now because I'm talking to you now. And I know if this podcast reaches to a number of people out there, I can get hope that maybe we can get funds from them. Hmm. Yeah, that's the hope that I have. Yeah. And I'm not 100% sure that maybe it will be better in future. But I think the problem is, I think if we get some funds, that's when I would get hope.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I would be getting hope, when I receive something from people, helpers who have the heart of hoping.
What is the most important thing you still want to share? Because our podcast is finished soon. Your last words today in this podcast, what do you want to share mainly with this community that is listening today?
My last words about the podcast is to, I humbly request whoever can afford to help the young generation, please try and help us with all what you can afford. We don't mind how much you can give us, however small it could be. It can help us to settle some things. And so you can give in whatever that you have. So, and we would be very appreciative as well if we receive funds from any one of you who feels that we need hope. So that's probably my last words for the people on this podcast. And we shall be appreciative. And I know children will be very happy after receiving help from you.
Yeah. Jemmo, I say very, very much thank you for this interview today and for your time. And we at the Sanus Planet Foundation, we will try our best and see how we can support. And all of the people who are listening right now, this is why my heart burns for this project, because this is why we can all together create a better world and support each other and become an inspiration for other people as well, who don't know how they can deal with their lives, how they can live this life in a better way. And we can all be part of this, so we can support each other. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jemmo. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's my expression. And I really thank everyone who has been on the podcast. And I think we shall as well all be happy, and we shall be extremely happy if we have our foundation registered in January.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so I will be very happy if our foundation is registered, and it will give us a step for other people out there to give us funds.
Yes.
So we need it registered, and we shall be really thankful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jemmo. I wish you an amazing day, and thank you all of the Sanus Planet community for listening to this podcast today. Let's stay in touch and listen. Yeah, let's stay in touch. Let's help each other. And I'm pretty sure that we can create a better world. So thank you all for having been here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.